Well, tomorrow is election day in many states. There are three gubernatorial elections in Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi. And control of the state legislature is on the line in Virginia, where Democrats are trying to take power for the first time since 1995. Both major parties have poured millions of dollars and star power into the races there. Ben Pavier of member station VPM has our story from Richmond.
The scene outside this suburban Richmond home looks like the setup to a joke. There's a knock on a door, and who's there but actor Alec Baldwin, a Democratic politician, and a pack of reporters.
Hi.
How are you?
Are you Christine?
I am Kristen.
Kristen.
Amanda.
Baldwin impersonates President Trump on Saturday Night Live, but he's here on Kristen Goodlett's doorstep to give some Hollywood-level press to Virginia's off-year elections.
These people are following us.
Hey, guys.
We don't know where they came. We don't know what they want.
Baldwin's stumping for Democratic State Senate candidate Amanda Pohl. She's running in a district that leans red. If Democrats win here, they have a good chance of capturing the legislature and passing new policies on their priorities.
About health care and gun control and women's rights. You know that
for candidates like Pohl, half the battle is reminding people that there's an important election this year.
This is an off-year election. We need as many people to know that there's an election and that they need to come out and vote.
To pull it off, the Democratic Party and liberal groups are running a coordinated campaign. Their candidates have raised record amounts of money, $32 million by the end of September, compared to $22 million for Republicans. And they've brought in big names. Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Kamala Harris have all made Virginia pit stops. Singer Jason Mraz, who's from outside Richmond, even made songs for a couple of candidates.
Go Deborah, go Deborah.
10 years ago, it was Republicans who were all in on state elections. They launched Red Map, project to win state legislatures and use that power to redraw legislative maps in their favor. It worked. Jessica Post remembers watching the GOP flip 11 state houses in 2010.
I curled up on the ground after leaving a smoky bar, and I let the rain fall down on me, and I thought about what we could do to take back state legislatures in 2020.
Post now leads the National Democratic Party's efforts to do just that. Virginia's just their first stop. They think they can flip at least a dozen states next year, including places like Georgia and Texas. The winners there will get to draw new congressional and state legislative districts for the next decade.
And so going into the 2020 cycle, we have a generational opportunity to flip legislatures red to blue during a presidential year and to undo the Republican rigging of maps nationwide.
Last year, a federal court threw out a dozen Republican-drawn districts here for racial gerrymandering. Post says Democrats are committed to fair mapping, but Republicans are skeptical. At a rally in Virginia Beach on Saturday, Vice President Mike Pence said it was Democrats who were out to gerrymander. And he said Republicans were the last defense against radical Democratic policies.
And Virginians know. Virginians know it was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous and powerful nation in the history of the world. It was freedom.
Only one Democratic candidate here identifies as a socialist, and the president isn't all that popular here. Virginia is the only state in the South that he lost in 2016. Still, at his rally, Pence repeatedly connected elections here to the presidential contest next year.
We're going to set the stage for Virginia to vote to give President Donald Trump 4 more years in the White House. Those are the stakes.
Democrats hope that it sends a different message. One last rebuke of Trump before next year's presidential vote. For NPR News, I'm Ben Pavier in Richmond.